Well, the Federal Reserve's meeting next week. And next week, they're going to meet. They're going to tell us exactly what they're going to do. I'm going to tell you today in today's video what they're going to do. Because all the data that they look at, inflation, the jobs report, and GDP, all those have been out for the last 2 weeks. So we're going to take that data, analyze it, and I'm going to explain to you guys exactly what in the world is going to go on with mortgage rates today, next week, and what my forecast is by the end of the year as well. So stay with me, folks, because the first thing I like to do as a mortgage analyst, I like to start my day with a chart. So if you're a stock advisor, you're probably looking at Dow Jones or the S&P. I look at this thing right through here. It is a mortgage bond that trades on Wall Street. All you have to understand is that number right up through there. If it's red, that's not good news. It means mortgage rates are getting worse. The bigger the number, the bigger the adjustment. So minus 0.01 isn't going to do anything today. And there's really no economic news coming out today. There's actually no news really coming out this week that should really affect what the Federal Reserve does. So let's get over and see what they look at and monitor. Then we're going to take a deep dive into those numbers. And I'm going to tell you exactly at the end of this video what they're going to do. So let's get over to it. The Federal Reserve was created for two things. One, to keep inflation in check. And the other thing was to keep the jobs market at full employment. So if you go through that numbers, full employment is anything with unemployment rate under 5%. We're at 4.2. We've been there for basically ever. So 4.2. Nothing to be worried about. GDP, how much our country's growing, 2.1, that's a thumbs up. But if you go over here, inflation, that's the number they want at 2%. So we got the PCE, the personal consumption expenditure. That's what they look at. It's at 4.1. They want it at 2%. So that alone, you're probably thinking, okay, they got to hike rates, right? Well, there's more to the story. What really is causing inflation over the last, well, if you look at this chart, inflation was going down quite a bit all the way down through here. And then all of a sudden we stopped down in April of 2025. What happened there? Well, the threat of tariffs. That pushed up the inflation numbers. And then what happened after that? Well, if you really see this huge jump, what happened in February of 2026? The Iranian conflict. That caused oil prices to skyrocket. And here's a theme I want you to understand. Oil prices go up. That means inflation goes up. That means the Federal Reserve is going to increase rates. That means rates are going to go up. So just think of it. Oil up, inflation up, rates up. Okay, so remember that theme. So let's get over to see what does the Federal Reserve really monitor? Okay, so here's the data that we got out last week. So we want to first start with inflation. We start with the consumer inflation. That's the inflation you and I pay right through here. June core inflation, zero. Zero month over month. Because the new Fed officials coming in, and he's saying, we don't want to look at back data. We want to look at current data. So what's inflation looking like right now? It's at zero. If you go over to this, the CPI, this is the core. This strips out food and energy. But if you look at the CPI, consumer inflation, what you and I pay, believe it or not, month over month, it's down 0.4. Okay, so that's saying, okay, maybe inflation's in check. Well, inflation's been up and down. I just showed you from the last chart on because of this right through here. So we need oil about $65, $70 a barrel. That's going to tame inflation. Inflation's going to taper down. When inflation comes down, what's going to happen? Well, the Federal Reserve will cut and interest rates will come down. That's my hypothesis here. So let's get over it. We got mortgage rates, so forth. So we're going to go over that. But if you're looking at this, you're thinking, okay, inflation, pretty good right now. We got oil, well, it was $120 a barrel. Now it's at $80 a barrel. That's looking pretty good. And on the jobs front, we have low hire, low fire. So if you're sitting at the Federal Reserve, you're thinking, okay, what do we do? Well, let's get over to see how the markets are reacting to the news that we got over the weekend. Because Iran and the U.S., they're at it again. To be honest with you, I'm surprised that oil prices haven't hit $80 or $100 a barrel. Because with this conflict that happened last time, you know, a few months ago when oil prices went to $120 a barrel, this is exactly what's happening. So there must have been some progress done over there because it's keeping oil prices low. And what I call low is anything below $100 a barrel right now during the conflict. I'm giving that a thumbs up, and it's going to help inflation. So that's what we're looking at through that section right through there. So let's roll over to the economic calendar. Is there anything this week that really should move the needle? Well, if you go to Monday, U.S. leading economic indicators, that's really not going to tell us much. Tuesday, we got the ADP numbers. Well, that's the ADP numbers and the payroll numbers have been pretty darn good. We're looking at about 100,000 new jobs created each month, and I'll give that a thumbs up. Then we go to Wednesday. We really don't have anything there other than the 20-year bond auction. We'll see how much rates had to go up to increase there. Thursday, we got initial jobless claims and continued claims. We get those every week. They've been pretty flatlined. And then on Friday, we're just going to get building permits and things like that. That will be interesting. Some of these things like the servicing PMI and stuff like that will give us a little bit of information from the servicing inflation. But the big news is coming next week when the Federal Reserve comes out and tells us what they're going to do. Here's the probabilities of what they're going to do. Now, I'm going to tell you there's 100% chance they're not going to do anything at this next meeting. Well, let's take a glimpse of this, and I want you to take a snapshot of this. And then every day, just look at this little section and see how much it moves. I haven't moved much at all. I'm saying the Federal Reserve's not going to do anything at this meeting. They're not going to do anything at the next meeting. They're not going to do anything until they really see some proof that Iran is abiding by the rules. And then when they see that, you're going to see oil tumble, and you're going to see rates tumble with them. So I'm expecting no rate hikes this year, next year. Who's going to be right? Who's going to be wrong? Let me know your thoughts down below. Well, let's get over to what I'm advising my clients to do right now. Because of all the volatility, if you get a house under contract right now, we're locking you in. What locking you in means, we're going to lock in that rate from the time you put that house under contract all the way to your closing, because we don't want rates to move up. And some days they move up an 1/8%. That could put your payment kind of out of reach of what you're looking to afford. Okay, so that's what I'm looking to do. But you might be saying, okay, Dan, I'm looking to build. I want to buy in the fall. That's when I think prices are going to come down a little bit. I think you're going to be okay. Watch two things. Promise me you'll watch two things. One, watch oil. Oil is going to tell you the direction where inflation is going to go. That's going to tell you what the Federal Reserve is going to do. And then it's ultimately going to tell you where mortgage rates are going to go from here. The other thing is subscribe to my channel. Every day I come out and I'll explain to you guys the economic calendar for the day, the week, within 5 minutes. And you're going to understand all this and how it's actually going to affect mortgage rates. So based on all this, you might be saying, okay, Dan, what do I do if I'm that homeowner that basically married the house and dated the rate? Well, go to our website. We created a couple tools for you guys. Right through here, RateWatch 2.2. It's a revised plan. We're going to rename this here shortly. Love your comments down below. But right over through there, what we're going to do, we're going to track that. And we're going to have all kind of things you can track. So right now, what you can do is you can put your mortgage information in there and let us track your mortgage rate. So when the rate goes down, you're like, I'm at 7. When it hits 5, call me, text me, email me. Well, we can do that. But what you're also going to have the ability to do is plug in there, how much of a monthly savings would you want? Maybe you're paying PMI and you're like, okay, Dan, when I get to 80%, can get rid of that PMI. Can I track those things? You can track all those things up through there on the one of the systems that we have. So check that out. But if you're trying to track rates every day, just click right over through here. You're on my website and you're going to see the rates right through here. This is a website we created so you can monitor rates if you're a realtor or loan officer. You can actually check these things every day if you're a consumer. And it's going to break down all the information you need to know. Okay, it's going to give you the 6 top mortgage rates, starting from the 30-year fixed all the way down here to the conventional 15-year fixed. It's going to give you down through here the primary drivers of the day. Well, since you don't have access to the mortgage bond, the things that I show you each day, that's why I need you to come in here, because that actually is the thing that affects rates. But if you want to just try to figure out by using the 10-year treasury, government bond, you can follow that as well. Usually have the same correlation there as well. It's going to give you the today's market movers. Is there any economic news that's really going to move rates for the day? Today, we really don't have anything. It's going to show you over through here what the trajectory or is the trends of the day where mortgage rates are going to go. Today, they're trending a little bit higher because the MBSs, remember, they were in the red. You're going to get my most recent podcast. You're going to get the markets in a snapshot, and you're also going to get the predictions market and what the Federal Reserve is going to do at the next meeting. Well, what are they doing? Like I said, over through here, there's an 84% chance the Federal Reserve is not going to cut rates. Then from there, they're saying they're actually going to increase rates at the following meeting. Then when we get into 2027, they're going to start increasing rates then as well. So I'm saying they're not going to do anything. The markets are saying they're going to increase rates 2 times. Who's right? Only time's going to tell. So that's it for today, folks. To conclude things, we're at a minus 0.03 on the MBS market. That means mortgage rates, they're not going to really do anything today, which I'll take that, because they're not going to go up, nor are they going to go down. So that's it for today, folks. So hopefully you learned a little bit on how to take all this economic news and to compile it into what would the Federal Reserve do? That's what you have to ask yourself. And then that is actually what's going to happen with these things over through here. So folks, my name is Dan Friel. I'm the host of the Rate Up. update, I'm also a licensed mortgage loan officer in all 50 states, as well as Puerto Rico. If you need some help with a mortgage, what our slogan is one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan with 30, almost 40 different lenders. You might ask why. You realize all these lenders have different programs. They have different underwriting guidelines. They have different rates and fees. Well, you can't scrub 30 or 40 lenders on your own. So let me help you out with all that. If you already got a quote, go back to my website and you can upload your best quote that you got right up through there through the loan estimate review. What I'm going to do is a personalized video right back to you within hours to go over what our rate would be and what our fees would be. And if we can beat the competitor on both of those, I'm hoping to win you as a client. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless. I'll see you here tomorrow morning at the opening bell to let you know exactly what's going on with these. And the most important thing is the whys behind it. God bless. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.